I would get fucking killed if I went to prison. I know that for sure.
I know you'd be throwing it down, teaching people how to break dance.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Varoni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
And we are back for another Monday episode of Joy Tactics.
Did you miss us? Podcast.
You missed us, didn't you? Has it been a while since you've tapped in? Yeah. You skipped a couple episodes?
We're
totally different. We've changed up the whole vibe. We've changed up everything.
Yep.
Eric has dreads underneath the hat.
What's up? Oh, they're they're hella small. They're bleached.
Eric went to a Korn concert, changed his whole fucking perspective on this whole life that we call life.
Damn. Going to Korn and getting emotional for the first time in your life.
Going to Korn. Oh my God. Imagine you're one of those people who can't see colors and they're like, wait, we got you these glasses that help you see colors. And you're like, wait, I'm going to hold off. I know the perfect place to use these for the first time. Mm-hmm. Hit the motherfucking
Korn. So you
Korn
get to
concert.
Check out the lead singer's black cargo shorts.
Yep.
Thank God that type of music is fucking gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know it still exists, but it's just like out of the, they're not in the zeitgeist. You know what I'm saying? They're like a subculture. Cause they used to be like TRL top 10. It was like a Korn would pop into the number one, number three spot.
Easily. It's a funny instinct to write the scariest music you could write. That shit makes me.
What's their fucking number one hit song, Korn?
Freak on a Leash, right? That's them.
Freak on a Leash.
How's that go?
Freak on a Leash.
Is that how it goes?
No.
I don't know, but it's pretty close to that.
They talk. He talks all fucking. He scares the fuck out of me.
Slapping bass, too.
Yeah.
They fucking hit that bass, dude.
They are funky.
Differently.
They're funk metal. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, hitting the salvia pipe.
Feel so crazy. I like crazy shit. Don't come to my house. It's scary.
You know how many dudes were driving around about to cheat on that? Listening to that song on the radio.
Dude, I feel like that's more like they you got the headphones in. You're doing like. You're like washing dishes at the Golden Corral and you're taking, you're trying to carry like as many trash bags as you can at once to show how strong you are to the other hot dishwasher girl or to one of the servers and you get hella garbage juice all on your pants.
Garbage juice.
They're like, we're just going to throw out all this food and you're like taking home like fucking like 10 boxes worth of food every night.
It's rotting in the fridge. It's rotting in the fridge.
But your roommates are so fucking stoked that you're bringing home roast beef and ice cream.
Dude. Yo, I was at a Mexican restaurant last night that I invited Nate
to, but he
didn't come to. But
And why do you have to mention that? Interesting. And why does that have to come up? It's just so interesting what facts you leave out and what you choose to...
I know. Well, that's interesting. That is interesting. But I was sitting at the bar, and everyone else at the bar was a regular, and they knew the bartender so well, and they were dapping them up. And then they were like, oh, yeah, I'll be back tomorrow. I don't know why I'm bringing this up. Oh, because when I was sitting at the bar, I smelled something in the air that smelled like the cruise ship I used to work on, like the bowels of the ship, where you could just smell all the like buffet food cooking and the garbage smell.
Scent memory.
By the way, what is the difference between a regular and just like an alcoholic?
A regular, it's helping them.
Oh, okay.
It's not interfering like
the
bartender
in the community.
Yeah.
Because if you're there every day and you're sipping on them
sipping
margaritas.
Maybe there is no fucking difference. If you're a regular at a bar, come on, man.
I mean, that's just like straight up, I got to say, a red flag.
I'm a regular at a bar. Barbells. bar. Outside the bar waiting for my irresponsible friends.
Doing security. Volunteer security.
Yeah. I hit bar, B-A-R-R-E, regularly. That's how I'm staying so fit. People have been wondering how I've been getting in shape and changing my facial structure, my body structure. It's bar class, bitch.
Your face is not your body.
Bar class is so hard, dude. That is maybe the toughest thing for a straight male to do.
What is it?
Is to complete a bar class. Dancing? It's kind of like small movements. Like you'll kind of like move your arm like this, and you're like, you look at it, and you're like, ha ha ha! Like I can fucking bench. Like I'm putting 25 plates on the bench press. Of course I can move 25 my arm, plates. Like in tiny little movements. You know what I'm saying? And then you do it.
I got the pitch.
It is the hardest thing you'll ever do in your life. That and fucking Pilates, man.
Yeah,
that is harder than putting and raising a child. Down. Yeah. Okay, so here's my pitch for this Thursday's bonus episode. Yeah, Joy Tactics got to have the workout program. So we do the 10-minute abs, and you can just clip that, and that's your 10-minute abs with Joy Tactics. And then we'll give them the 20-minute forearm push-up only workout. Then we'll give them, you know what I'm saying?
We should have a full, a workout and meal plan. Everything.
Can I just say I have fallen off going to the gym because my life is so crazy busy in ways you can't imagine that the listeners don't even understand how busy I am. It would blow their minds.
So, Eric, you're busy. What is that at 4 a.m. that you start work?
Literally, some days it is.
Well, then let me ask you, what are you doing at 3 a.m?
Oh.
That's a good question.
Gotcha.
Probably jerking it.
All right.
Which could be a workout the way that you've described it to me, your methods.
Yeah, the no hands jerk, right?
You put weights on your forearms.
And we're demonetized. Awesome, man.
Awesome. Cool, man.
It's that easy.
Fucking $13. Cut off.
So there's no humor in jerking it anymore. That's not funny. And some people will never even be able to experience that. So just let's move on.
By the way, how do you do the dude, this is how how much we don't know what we're doing. So I just want to, this is probably so clear and apparent to everybody who listens, but this is a self-produced podcast,
right?
We don't have anyone doing anything for
surprise.
Us. We do this Surprise. Somebody shocked. What the fuck? Every episode, there's like, the audio is fucked up. Like, my internet's gone. All right. This is a self-produced podcast, all right? And I still, to this day, don't know how to draw the money out from YouTube. Because I don't know.
Let everybody. Why don't you let everybody know? Because people have been doubting us and doubting that we can make money from this. Why don't you let everybody know how much money's in our YouTube little bank account?
Let me just pull it up right now. I'll show you that. You'd be shocked right now. Some people haven't even heard about this amount, this dollar amount.
We have probably what, 80, 90 videos on YouTube, something like that.
Right. Wait, how do I find this fucking?
I think in the meantime,
hold on, I'm going to YouTube Studio app. Yeah.
We have 200 videos.
Why is that so? 200 that videos. So oh, funny look at me. This. Oh
and
shit!
We, and
we
how
got
much have we made?
$570.
Whoa!
So let's
wait a
do
minute,
that.
Dude. Did you say $500?
$570 bucks.
That's not
28
nothing.
Cents.
Yep, that's what consistency gets you. That,
and
that's
by the
a PS5
way,
at least.
And once you put that in, once you get the bonus round on the 70-cent slot machine, cha-ching, that thing's going.
We
way
just need
up.
To we need that. Our YouTube money should be gambling money. And Jack, you should just
entrust
Jack to flip it or fucking toss it out, man.
That's great. That's a great idea.
Do you think you could get me a PS5, Jack?
How much is that?
I think it's like 400, 500.
Oh,
bucks.
Hell yeah, I get you that.
I mean, if I just gave you, like, how much do you need in gambling, like...
Give me $120.
120, and you're going to give me $120 off, flip that. I'll flip that into 400
in a couple tries.
But don't you think when you have like a mission, like it makes you a little bit more lucky? Like if you were to gamble for somebody's like surgery or something, or like for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, like, well, don't, dude, you think you'd be a little luckier?
Don't start giving away my amazing ideas about DraftKings health insurance.
That's a genius idea, dude.
Gambling for charity. Well, I like that. Well, I like that.
Give you a hint. Come see my stand-up. See if I don't have a couple of very, very funny and interesting and thought-provoking slides about that premise. That's all I have to say. But what I'm saying is, I actually find at times that the gods hurt you when you really want it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That's one of the core principles of manifestation. You know that, right?
So if you achieve high Buddhism clarity and you don't want anything anymore, you want for nothing, that's when everything comes. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Because that's when there's room for it to flow in. Only when you've emptied the hole may gems enter the precipice.
Emptied a hole so rocks and gems can enter the precipice.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better than myself.
That's just something you're born instinctively knowing, but we forget it as we go through life and get distracted with greed and
Tamagotchis.
And media, Tamagotchi style media.
You want to know something about YouTube?
Dude.
This is so cute. So last night, I live in New York City. I have no friends, but I like to walk around and whatever. It doesn't matter. I went home. And I was sitting there, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to make a YouTube video and upload it. I'm not going to post about it other than on YouTube. I'm not going to, nothing. And that was enjoyable. It's not what gave me joy.
You put out a YouTube video?
Last night I said, y'all, this would be funny.
The fuck?
I spent 10 minutes. I made a little YouTube video, posted it out of pure, joy, out of pure love for humor. You know, you guys know me.
I didn't see
that's what
video.
That's what I'm saying. Try that on.
I love
size.
That I fucking you, love that.
You guys know me. I don't do anything for views. I don't do anything for clicks. I don't do anything for money. I turned down money when I was working on that Colbert show. I literally said, listen, I'm gonna fill this direct deposit form out for PETA. You're just gonna go straight to them.
Right. Yeah.
Damn,
send it to the Salvation Army, please. Yeah.
Damn, well, I guess, can we link it in the show notes?
Nope.
Or has this got to be something?
It's not about
you
that.
Want some people to like try and go out of their way to find it?
I'm not going to even say what it's about. If you don't know my name and you listen to Joy Tactics, I don't want you to know it. But I'm just going to see one day you might find your way there.
Mysterious.
What were we going to talk about something today?
Oh, shit. We haven't even hit the topic. How far are we into this shit?
13
People
minutes.
People are like, man, it's fucking 13 minutes in. You haven't even fucking brought up the topic, man. This is why I come to this shit. So you guys can barely discuss.
Topicality.
A topic.
So let's waste no more time. Competition.
Shall
is that
we?
Right?
Competition.
Can I just express the thought real quick? Because I'm sitting here and I'm looking. There's an ant that's walking across the table.
Kill it.
Can I? No, that's what you want me to do. That's what people would have me do, is just kill the ant.
Drown it.
But I just want to say shout out to this conscious creature. I don't know what your life is like. It can't be easy what you're going through, having to be an ant. And I don't know how old you are. I don't know what you're up to. But get it. I think you're. And by the way, you see an ant by himself, he's not ever seeing his family again, or she's not ever seeing her family again. They're lost.
Well, they're on the lamb, dude. Why do you think they're on the lamb? Because it's very, you have to go really, I don't.
He wanted to be a creator.
It's one or the other. Either they wanted to be a creator, or they just did some Marilyn Manson type shit, or some Charles Manson type shit, and then hit the road. Going to the next town, going to the next colony. I think he's hooking up with hella ants. He hooked up with too many ants, and now he's going to the next colony.
He's had too many ant affairs. Yo, dude.
Are ants
I'm getting
like
pissed
bees,
at him.
Like
take his ass
where
out.
It's like it's all females, and then the males kind of like are just
damn.
Pounding on the queen bee 24/7.
That's what my high school
was
like.
Being
that
a,
shit.
I wouldn't mind being a bee.
Yeah, you wouldn't mind being a male bee. Well, let me tell you this. They kill them off. They kill them because they fucking start eating the honey or something like that. They kill them.
Topple the patriarchy.
What?
Topple the patriarchy.
I hate men. Yeah.
Then that's no more needs to be said about that. We know what we know why.
We know so how why.
How can we put this into male competition?
Well, competition between males. Well.
Between males? Well.
And then because female competition is another thing I want to get into in another episode. I have many crazy opinions on that.
So this episode is called Male Competition. I really don't want to do that. I feel like we already have so many things going for us not having female listeners or otherwise.
All right. We'll just call it competition. And if you've gotten this far in the podcast, we fooled you. All right.
Here's what I'll say about competition.
Say it.
It's the birth of all creativity. I think some people would say that competition is the death of positive results, because there comes a point where the competition is always going to trump the quality of what you're trying to do. And I just think that's fucking garbage.
So you're saying competition is bad?
No.
You think it's good?
I think it's good. Look at Usain Bolt. Would he have ran that fast if on his own if he had never entered a competition in his life of racing? You think he would have ever hit that speed? See what I'm saying?
Wow. We can't know though because we've been built up in this society where we have to win and we have to beat each other, and it's capitalism, whatever. What if you find out his favorite food? All right, maybe it's Greek yogurt with some honey on it. Full fat, and you put that shit on a little mechanical arm that's going around the track.
Yeah,
really fast. You see what I'm saying? What if you actually inspired these people to run faster and achieve crazy feats of human strength and endurance through positive reinforcement, giving them amazing food, putting Bridgerton, maybe one of their favorite shows, on an iPad so they have to. You know what I mean?
But wouldn't you say, instead of positive reinforcement, like spiritual reinforcement? Because we give them positive reinforcement through brand deals, through money, through medals, right. Through glory, through overseas.
All that Olympic Village SEX that they're having.
Okay. Very funny. I am an Olympic baby, by the way, if you didn't know. But
your parents were doing what at the village?
They were just there fucking. They weren't even part of the they were just in the right hotel.
Yeah, they were doing the McDonald's. Oh, you know how they do like American fast food in the village? So my dad, they owned the Subway and the Panda.
If I was there, it would be so obvious that I wasn't an athlete. They couldn't even pin me on like, oh, you're like a curler or something like
no
that.
No way, Nate.
Like,
you look exactly. You're the Turkish Turkish handgun guy.
I think, Jack, you could pass as some type of athlete. Me and Nate look like we're sweeping up popcorn.
No.
In the stadium.
No, please. Eric, you could be.
It's true, bro.
Let me think about your body type. You could be a team manager or a
highly
powerful.
Do the coaches get
powerful.
To fuck and, you know, get oh, sucked dude. Up on in the village? Do they have a whole different type of. Are they clapping?
You have to imagine. You have to imagine.
A lot
of those coaches are
this?
Ex-athletes.
Because the Olympics are very litigious. Litigious.
I know.
As am I, by the way, though. As am I.
Eric, I want to float this, since you're sort of an oils expert, right?
Oil expert?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
An oils expert. You kind of
oh,
have
different
a lot
type
of different,
oil?
Different types of oils and creams and such.
Oh, well, I know I all about new, all these.
I got a new a beard oil, I guess. Have you ever heard of this?
Okay.
Argan oil?
Yeah, I know all about argan oil. That's an ancient oil, of course.
Arganian.
It's a lightweight oil that moisturizes skin, hair, and nails naturally. Oh, you can put this on your nails?
Trust me, Nate. Put a drop of that on your tongue.
Really?
Put it under your tongue and hold it there for the whole podcast and see if it don't move those brain juices around a little bit better.
Put that under your tongue for the rest of the podcast. Hold it there. Don't say anything. And then at the end, just start singing. And you will see.
Oregon freestyle.
Wow.
The Oregon oil freestyle.
You know what we should do? Because you know how they say you eat mushrooms and then you take psilocybin. Sorry, I don't know what that was.
You sounds like you're saying that in reverse.
I'm not. Stop joking. If you take psilocybin mushrooms, they say that it's the mushroom is seeing the universe through your eyes and whatnot, and it's experiencing the universe through you. So what if we did a mixtape that was like freestyles as mushrooms? Okay, this is, and then we just try to freestyle as a mushroom. Yeah,
we do hella psilocybin and do. And get in the studio, is what you're saying?
Get in the studio and do a song from the perspective of a mushroom. Then we do the same thing with different foods. So, Eric, you eat a fucking spicy shrimp burrito, get in the booth, start spitting a spicy shrimp burrito from the perspective.
Title. Bro. See what I got to just shout. I just got to shout out mushrooms because imagine you are a mushroom. Right, a psilocybinic mushroom, and you've been waiting all eternity to basically experience consciousness, and your family's really proud of you. You got picked up to be selected to experience consciousness through an individual, through a human being.
Which is what we might be, by the way.
Which is shit. What, right. But then you get put on a Dorito, and you get put in a mouth that hasn't been brushed for about 7 days. You get put in like a 19-year-old crusty, like... corn listening style individual's brain. You know what I'm saying? They don't get put into Einstein's brain.
And they're like,
they don't get put
back.
Into yeah, they get put into the sophomore in college style.
Would you see that they hooked up a mushroom to a robot?
Oh.
You want to put
organic with mechanical?
Wow.
And I was going to save this for the Patreon, but I don't. Maybe Jane.
Say it now. Maybe I say should. It
this.
Now.
Tell this.
Jane, can I tell the story about Aaron Paul?
Jane, you can't tease the Aaron Paul shit.
I'll just tease it.
Aaron Paul? You mean Jesse Pinkman?
Yep.
Oh shoot.
Oh.
Let's just say he lives very close to us and has been. Talking to my girlfriend.
What?
Interesting.
And he likes the syllabic mushrooms.
We need to have more teasers for the Patreon. If you want this crazy fucking story, tap in this Thursday.
If you want to know what type of milk he gets in his eyes, whatever.
But I'll say it's mushroom related.
He was shroomed out walking around town.
I'm not going to say anything at all.
Oh my God, dude. I'm literally joining the Patreon right now for this. I have about 10 Patreon subscribed emails to our own Patreon. So what's funny is, speaking of, hey, early release. I want to let everybody onto this. Yeah, I'm starting a new show that's probably monthly in New York. I'm serious.
What's it called?
It's called What's Funny Is.
Is it?
Yes.
That's really good.
And it's going to be an interesting format. It's not, no disrespect, it's not just a lineup of some local comedians. This is going to have my heart and soul in every fucking second of this shit. Because I have no friends and I have nothing to live for. Except for...
Don't say that because you do have something to live for.
Okay, examples? Like, you're just kind of silent. Like,
maybe that new Space Marines game that came out, that's so fucking fun. You guys played this? Oh, it's so sick.
How could that be
Space
possible?
Marines.
There's no water
for
in
what?
Space.
What system?
It's on all systems, dude. And it's a Warhammer 40K
game. All systems, dude. All systems.
All current systems, if you're blessed enough to have one, which I have two of them.
Is it on a hair system? You know what that is?
No, and I'll never need to know what a hair system is. I don't have that type of problem.
You take off the hat, man. Take off the hat.
Take the hat off, man.
Turn
the
your camera to the right. You're in fucking Istanbul.
I'm filming a project right now that I can't talk about, and it's got a crazy hairstyle.
There's
that we already mentioned.
Dripping from your head.
Eric gets the full face transplant, like all down the whole thing.
Damn, down to the eyebrows.
Would you guys be so mad at me if I got the Istanbul hair transplant?
Yes.
I think people would be just like betrayed, like feel just like.
Well, you're so sassy with the bald, right?
And you kind of have like put yourself in this position within the bald community as like a leader.
I know. I would be like a role model. All the bald men that look up to me. It's just like it's a burden, you know.
Being the bald male baddie.
But I could see myself going the Matt Rife way easily.
Yeah. It's a dangerous thing there. I mean, talk about competition. You know, you see somebody who's winning and you see that they're doing it in a way that's different, maybe easier. It's quicker to get what you want, but it's a path of darkness. Trust me. Trust me. Here's a good metaphor. If there's a bucket of shining grapes somewhere down the line, and there's a bright
shining grapes,
dude,
just fucking what? Listen, Eric, can you fucking just can you just listen, dude, and just see where this shit
no,
this is going somewhere, man.
No, I want to shout out that shining grapes sound good.
Okay, great. So perfect. Shining grapes, whatever you want, something you really want is down there, you know. Pennywise, how he formed into like your worst nightmare.
Yeah,
so this prize is the opposite.
It?
Yes, I do. And there's a really, really long path that goes. It looks so tough. It looks so hard, but it's brightly lit and it's safe and it's going to be nice and fun and rewarding. Or it's actually 10 feet in front of you, but the path to get to that one is through what's called a shortcut. And do you want to know a phrase that I heard one time about shortcuts?
Okay. There are none.
No. There are. And I don't remember where I heard this, but I heard somebody say this one time. Shortcut draw blood.
Draws blood or draws?
No.
Draws.
Shortcut. Like a, no. Shortcut draw blood.
Not dramatic.
Shortcut.
That didn't make much sense
it's
to me.
Not
to
making,
be honest.
I'm getting that even a shortcut will draw blood.
Oh, wow.
From you.
That's cool, Eric. I'd
Wait,
never thought
that's
of it
not
that
what
way.
It means? What else could it mean?
I thought it just means that shortcuts draw blood.
I think Eric's right. Like that.
that's crazy.
I think that's what it means. I don't know.
Wow.
Okay. Do you guys want to know what Colin Powell says about competition?
Colin.
Oh.
One of my heroes, Colin Powell.
Colin Powell?
Colin. I called him Colin when he was alive. They called him Colin Powell.
He's dead?
What? Oh, Colin Powell, yeah. He's dead as a doorknob.
No, he's around. He's around. Don't listen to that.
Colin Powell, yeah. No, he's gone.
They're just trying to talk shit about him.
And the Dick healthiest? Cheney's alive? Had 17 heart attacks?
Yep.
And he got shot in the head to somebody else.
That's right.
What are you saying?
Okay, you want to hear what Colin Powell says about competition?
Of course.
He says, the healthiest competition occurs when average people win by putting in above average effort.
Yep.
Interesting.
And that reminds me of Steph Curry. You know about this?
No.
Well, he is arguably one of the best. I don't really know much about basketball, but
B-ball.
Shooters or something. You know, he's one of the best at his positions, whatever. Of all time. Okay?
Forward, middle field, yeah.
And he is by all standards, he started out as like, you know, no one was like, this guy's going to be like one of the greats. He's just average, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But he put in the fucking work, dude. His practice regimen is fucking unreal, dude. He just wanted it more. And I'm reminded of another GOAT, Michael Jordan, same thing. These people just love, they aren't good, they just thrive in competitive environments and they want to win. So what's better, being good or wanting to win? I would say wanting to win is more powerful.
All right, thank you, Nate. You can go back to your cell now.
So,
wouldn't that be so lit if I was fucking podcasting from the phone with the
prison glass? Yeah, yeah.
That would be the best part of my fucking whole week, man.
Why do I feel like you could bridge the gap between all of the sort of gangs in there? You're chilling with the Aryan Brotherhood, and you're teaching them about their racist ways and how it needs to end. You're chilling with all the others.
I would get fucking killed if I went to prison. I know that for sure.
I know you'd be throwing it down, teaching people how to break dance.
Showing people how to... A grind competition.
Oh yeah, he's
but I make pillows of ladies, you know what I'm saying, and we just kind of like pass it around.
Yeah,
remember that YouTube video? If you haven't seen that, you gotta see that.
How to grind.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where the guys are all taking turns grinding on the ottoman.
Isn't there like a Genuine song, like Ponies playing or
it's
something?
It's something better than that, I feel.
You wow. Well,
you know what song I was listening to recently? Speaking of grind, this song just felt. I was like, man, I want to fucking grind to this song. Like, I just heard it and I was like, this song Gasolina. Is to be grinded to. You know what I'm saying? It's the Bobby Valentino song.
Ooh.
Ooh, ma, tell me, how did you get that in those jeans? The way you popping it is killing me. Yeah, you guys remember that song?
What's it called?
Tell me. Bobby Valentino featuring Lil Wayne. This beat is out of control.
Lil Wayne.
Out of control.
You want to see me turn into a J?
Yeah. Yes. Oh my. Are you kidding me? Bobby Valentino. Could you imagine? Wait till this shit drops. It's another
one. You bust right then.
Woo!
Man. Oh my goodness.
What should I have for fucking lunch? I might get a chicken Caesar wrap and no one can stop me.
No one is trying to.
People are, dude. That's the thing.
Have you seen those viral videos where it's like a guy who's got a baby face on and he's on Omegle or something? And they go, what are you doing? You're so young. But then they're actually crazy buff. And then they go like this.
They have like a filter.
They have a filter on their face. But then they reveal that they're actually, you'd be such a fool to think that in reality.
Enough with the trickery on Omegle. Some men are getting on there to connect with others.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, have you seen?
What the fuck? What?
What in the hell is going on?
What the hell, Sarah?
We just literally got Zoom hacked.
That is crazy.
Celebrity hacking.
Hello, Sarah.
Sarah Sherman.
We're talking about Omegle.
God. No.
Yeah.
You came in at the right time.
Hello.
I Omegled you guys.
So age, sex, location.
Wait, are you in a hotel? What the hell are those windows? Which hotel?
Yes. I'm not gonna disclose my next location because I don't want someone to do something bad to me.
Is it New York City?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
Let's That's just awesome. Say someone has COVID.
No, you do and you.
No, ma'am.
Oh, it's Kidding we know me. Who. It's our other friend who you love.
Sarah, do you have stalkers?
No, no one. If anyone cared about me, I'd be overjoyed.
Isn't there somebody who follows you all around the country and then showed up at your place of work one time?
Yes, but she was also, I think, stalking other people as well, so I didn't feel very special.
Is this the person that I met, Sarah, that I delivered?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh yeah. There's
if you have a stalker, you're dead, Sarah. Like they're gonna like a Sarah Swerm fan is gonna if they want to stalk, they're gonna resort to murder instantly.
I'll do it, by the way.
If what I want to say
you
is
feel cool, like, oh, I have one, I'll do it.
You'll be fun if you decked out some of your, in your like sort of clown like aesthetic, some buff ass bodyguards. You know what I'm saying? That'd be fun.
Oh,
if
put them in like the
16. They're all looking like, you know, checkered out.
These are like the Joker henchmen style.
Walking. Yeah, yeah. That would be, dude. Do you know how much fucking swag you'd have rolling up to the club with that?
Rolling up to Panera to meet up with my friends at noon. Going, what's up, guys?
Wow. Yeah, so I think I'm just hungry, but Panera sounds fucking good, too.
Oh, Panera's always good.
It's the best. Panera and Starbucks are the two best restaurants in America.
What's
everyone's breakfast order at Starbucks go now? Say your order now.
I can say Jack's.
Say it.
Jack gets two. Two... egg white and turkey bacon sandwiches, throws out the bread on one and put two egg and sausage patty sandwiches, throws the bread out on one and double proteins.
Oh dang, is that right, right the first Jack? Time.
It depends on how I'm feeling. Bacon. If I'm trying to be nice to myself and look slick, if I have a pool party coming up or something, yeah, I'll do the egg white where I take out one of the breads, and then you also ask for the sriracha packet. Starbucks' sriracha is divine. And then if I'm feeling like I just want to taste something good, you can't beat that impossible sausage breakfast. Impossible sausage.
You know what is unique about Panera is that you can do a suicide coffee with their, because they put out the coffee for you. It's self-serve, and they got about six of them jugs. They
damn,
got dark
the suicide.
Roast. So you can go fucking light roast,
hazelnut,
roast,
light roast,
hazelnut, French vanilla, and you can put
a
little
coffee
decaf in there.
Should we waterfall?
Well, if you drink
coffee?
Their lemonade, that is the suicide, right?
Oh, right, the killer lemonade.
That's right. I forgot.
Oh, hell,
hilarious!
Nah.
Sarah has a great stand-up joke about that.
And we're not going to say it on the podcast because it's all I have, really.
I'll say it.
You have one joke?
I have one joke. I have no stalkers. Things are looking bad.
Now, Sarah, hold on a second. So the 50th season of Saturday Night Live is starting this year. You have to be excited to be a part of that. Tell us, what are your expectations going into it? What can we expect? Are there hosts that are coming back? Are we going to see the return of the Vogel check? Like, where's your head at? And it's an election year, by the way.
I'm going to play Trump. Scott Peterson is hosting and
just kicked her out.
Oh my God.
Oh,
that was
damn.
Mean. That was mean. Sorry.
No. Oh, poor Sarah. She can't handle this right now. I don't think.
We're the first person to have a celebrity guest come on and then boot them off,
kick them off,
and we're back.
Sorry
that was a warning. Sarah.
That was a fun, yeah.
You know, I took that as a sign that I was like, oh, maybe I should do something with my day. I've been ejected from my friend's podcast. Maybe it's time
What are you gonna do today, Sarah? That bed looks cozy.
It is. I'm having a self-confidence crisis day. You know, and it's like, do you take that day to just kind of sit in it, or do you distract yourself and go do a bunch of stuff? I can't tell.
Sit in it, let it rot, let it just take you over, and like, you know, remember in V for Vendetta when she just goes through so much pain and then she walks out into the rain at the end?
Oh,
do you remember that? You need to do that on your balcony.
That's what I was thinking. Because usually when you're feeling bad, you're like, no problem, I'm fucking popular, I'll call up a friend, I'll go do something. Or, oh my God, I need to go get, you know, paper towels from Target. Or let me just put on a hilarious television show or read it.
Right.
What if I just fucking sat in it, rock bottomed it, explored everything.
Go rock bottom.
Get the mozzarella sticks, because you know that dairy's gonna rock your ass specifically.
Oh, get like literally the Diet Coke. Ate myself.
Well, yeah. It's lucky you're on Joy Tactics, because you're basically getting to do a free call-in segment. So why don't you frame it, you know, as a question? What's your guys' advice? You know, and then
yeah.
we can kind of heal you.
We can heal your
eyes. And basically, our fans will do anything we tell them. So if you want like some compliments, like we could just say the words, and you could go to the YouTube comments and just on Monday you could just get a little boost. You know what I'm saying?
You want
some stalkers? We can get some stalkers for you, dude.
Everybody, yeah, fucking know a comment. Couple. Yeah, go back to Sarah's first Instagram post and really scare the fuck out of her.
Go back to Sarah's first Instagram post of her at her high school prom and just let her have it. Say, you should have looked like this now.
Which prom brag.
Oh, my God.
Also, I got a new tattoo, and I'm worried it makes me look like a big lesbian.
Where is it? I mean, what is it?
Yeah, the tattoos was doing it. No, I don't joke like that. I don't joke like that.
Did it hit your bone? Was that on your forearm bone? Did that hurt?
I was screaming in pain before the knives even came out.
I was there.
Oh, it was a knife style tattoo.
Where'd you get it? Jack, having Jack there, it was knife style. They carve it and then they just like dump a bunch of like printer ink in there, and that's how it gets like. Jack is, if anyone is going through immense physical torture, Jack is the guy you want with you.
Why?
Why?
Because the needles were scraping and scraping me, and then Jack just let me like beat the shit out of him.
Whoa.
So, like, I was getting scraped, and then Jack would be like, okay, literally hit my legs as hard as you can. And then he'd be like, I didn't even fucking feel that.
Everybody loved that she was making such a scene for 3.5 hours in the tattoo parlor. Other people were like getting full like back and leg pieces that were like fucking huge, and just like reading and watching Netflix on their phone and chilling. And Sarah's getting like
scream crying, fuck you, fucker, you're a fucker.
Sweating like crazy.
Oh my God.
No, you're brave. You're brave.
Jack let me take his hand and crumple it up like it was a napkin squeezing. That's wow.
Dude, it was crazy. It really painful is. Too.
So wait, Sarah, what led you to get this tattoo? Were you going through some shit and you're like, maybe
yeah, I what are you going tattoo? Through?
Yeah, why would you do that to
or
yourself?
Or were you planning on like, oh, I'm gonna get this tattoo. This is all, I really want one in this location, and it means this, da da da. Or were you just going through it and you're like, you know what? I just need to get tatted up and inked up.
I like the guy who he does really good eyeballs.
Okay.
And I was like, I would be a fucking fool. I'd be a fool out of hell.
Have you shown your mom this one?
She's not going to know about this. You understand? When I go home for Thanksgiving, it's going to be, hello, mom. I'm wearing a nun's habit today because it is so cold out.
Does she know about your back, the piece on your back?
You know what? I had like tattoos all up and down my legs and crap.
Mm-hmm.
And for like a couple years, and I would just wear pants around my parents. And then one fucking day, I'm leaning down to pick something up, and I get my shirt came up, and then my pervert dad saw the teeth on my lower back.
I'm never wearing.
What are them tattoos that say like? That are on the tramp stamp, and they say like right this way with like an arrow down. Yeah, you know, like, what I'm saying?
Like, how's my humping call 1-800?
Welcome to the Lollipop Guild.
Those are
I did
want to
get property of Dan, and Dan said that it would hurt his feelings.
You know how hard I would rock with a shardy getting my name tatted on them.
Nathan. It would have to say Nathan. It couldn't say just Nate.
Nate, I could see you doing the public BDSM leash easily.
Oh, I could too.
But you're on it.
But I'm on it and getting fucking whipped.
You're holding it and you're on it.
I mean, Nate, if you want, we could all wear dog tags that say, like, you know, return to Nate.
Well, I respect like loyalty and respect, and that just kind of is the ultimate loyalty and act of loyalty you can have is getting somebody's name inked on your fucking in a bad place on your body.
You respect loyalty and respect?
Yep. That surprises you?
No, so, I just Sarah, think it's sick.
Are you gonna shout the artist out or what?
Nick Strong, you're a genius. Seriously.
Nick Strong.
I'm sorry for all the stuff that I said and did when I was in the electric chair.
By the way,
I can't. Yeah.
This guy is so sweet and such a good conversation that I would pay to get the biggest tattoo possible just to hang out with him and look at his eyes all day.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And Jack was going to maybe even think about getting one.
I have locked into an idea.
But you did something.
What is
about
it?
Well, Jack said if he can't get a tattoo because it would spoil his chances of being on the cover of Playgirl. He said that.
And you couldn't go to the traditional bathhouses in Japan.
Right.
What is it though, Jack? What's your...
I don't know if I'm going to reveal it right now.
Alright, keep it to yourself.
Nah, I probably won't even get it. I'm not even going to get it.
Sarah, do you have any questions for us?
Yeah, I actually do.
What do you want to know?
And well, by the way, I've had a couple instincts to kick you out again for comedic effect, Sarah, but I'm not doing it.
You guys can't. It might be funnier if I wasn't here, considering, I don't know, I'm feeling really down in the dumps today. I'm probably not much to the conversation anyway. Right?
No, no, you got to
get her.
Fuck out of here. It's... Sarah, today's...
Did you guys have a feeling that we should just fucking pull the red goddamn lever, cut the last wire, detonate the vest, start all over, do everything different?
No, because my life has rewarding relationships in it.
No, I have relationships the same, but just do, are you ever like, I'm going to do everything different starting today? Have you ever had a day where you're like, I'm not even going to do a single strand of my routine? In fact, everything is different starting
Sarah,
today.
You need to, have you ever heard of this guy named David Goggins?
Is that a character on Righteous Gemstones?
It's
no, that's Walton Goggins.
And that's his real name or his character?
That's his real name. That's his real name.
Very similar.
It's David. Interesting when someone's real name is actually crazier than their character's name.
Right.
Vin Eric Diesel. Rael. Dominic Toretto.
Sarah, dude. I think you need to look up David Goggins clips on TikTok. Yeah. And I think you need to just spend the,
I think
the
it would
rest
work
of
on
the
you.
Day. I think it would.
I think, not and kidding, it would work on your ass.
I think you know that I can't watch videos harsh... on TikTok because I don't have the app on my phone and it doesn't let you look at them otherwise. Because if I looked at TikTok, then I would see how few followers that I have on my account that I don't run.
I would say go to YouTube. Go to YouTube.
If you're afraid to look at your failures, then you will never fix them. Do you realize that? Mm-hmm, if you don't address your wounds, they will never heal. They will just continue to be infected and it will spread.
We all four of us bottle our shit up. I know that about us. We bottle our shit up and then we get on here. We entertain people for a living. We make millions of dollars each. And then it all blows up in our face, all right? In days like this for you today where you're about to jump off the hotel building, Sarah. That's actually
the
secret reason why you're there.
I can't.
I tried opening this window. It opened 4 inches.
Do you know right when I moved to New York, when I was working at Criteo, up on Park Ave, whatever.
26 about, or something.
2 days after I started, a guy jumped out of a hotel. Splat.
Really?
Right across the street. Right across the street.
Did you get to smell it? Sorry.
No, I didn't.
Man.
Sorry. Hey, man. That's
man.
A, man.
Why the fuck did I just say that, dude? You know what we should do is have, this should be our thing, is like sending out the Zoom link to a big group text of celebrities. And it's like, if you're in a crisis, like, hop in, you know what I'm saying? This is
get Amy Schumer up on here.
Yeah.
Do you remember Super Nanny? And she'd be like, they're in a crisis, I'm on my way.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I had her ass at certain points.
I think that you guys should Super Nanny podcast host style, where instead of like sending out the group Zoom link and asking people to come to you, you get in the fucking, what do they call cars in England?
A little cars. Little lorry.
Hugh Laurie.
Little trucks.
And you ambush. You go and you ambush. You say someone's in a crisis, I'm on my way. Show up at my hotel doorstep.
I do think that when we, because you know we're going to London, Sarah, and unfortunately you'll be working so you can't come, but I do think, well, we were just going to invite you today, but we should go over there as American mental health experts and rent the biggest truck we can get and be driving around all around London town.
Instead of the bang bus, it's the
repress.
I know, dude.
I was telling the fellows that I was watching this documentary called The Kings of Pastry, and it was about these French guys who go in this competition. But these are the most repressed men on planet Earth, are French males. These dudes were like crying and like just, it was all just so bottled up, man. That we need to go to France and let these men just weep on our shoulders.
Let's do it. Let's fucking do it.
Because Lord knows they need it, man.
And did I interrupt Jack's big joke where he was going to say, instead of bang bus, it's bangers and mash bus? Because it's...
Wow. Jack, were you headed there?
No, it was going to be angled towards a mental health version of the bang bus.
Or bang bus, mental health edition.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The bangers and mash.
The better help bus. Okay.
Oh, I heard someone call someone Nutter Butters the other day, and I thought, let's bring that shit back. Oh, and you know what they say in the UK? They call people crackers or animal crackers. They're animal crackers.
Oh, like they've gone crackers.
They've gone crackers. And then sometimes the ultimate is to say that they're animal crackers. I love that. Crackers.
I want to bring back loon.
Loon. Oh, yeah, loon. Total loon.
Mm-hmm.
They're mad loon.
We have to. Oh, Sarah, how is the reception to your General Hospital episode?
You know what's funny? I would like open Twitter or something.
Yeah.
And I would get 400 replies of a black square.
What?
That says, I stand with Kelly Monaco.
Is that your name? Who's Kelly Monaco?
There is this character, Sam, who has been on the show. Since I watched it when I was a teenager.
Yeah,
and Campbell.
He, for unknown reasons, has been fired. I know that a different actor was fired for a DUI. I don't think that's Kelly Monaco. But they fired Kelly Monaco, and so the whole reception to my appearance on the show is like, ABC, I can't believe you would bring in this horrible storyline with this bad haircut SNL.
No.
When I stand with Kelly Monaco, bring back Kelly Monaco.
No.
Can we make a TV show?
Yeah.
Called Sarah Just Can't Win. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, Sarah, you're the type of person who could literally, what's a good version of winning? What's like, you could win American Idol. You see what I'm saying? And then, and then at a time when they criminalize singing.
Yeah, right.
And then
when they hand me the fucking Oscar, that's when the anvil drops on my head. And
you get assassinated, right?
Yeah, that's when Jack Black
Chris Kyle comes back to life, right? Oh, Jack.
He's finally
Jack Black takes Sarah out.
Yeah.
Eyes roll back in his head.
He says, "You like what Will Smith did? Check this out."
Sarah, you think you know what you need?
What?
You need to get unreal, like Jim Carrey style famous, okay, for like 2 years, and then do a 50-year Vegas residency.
Yep.
This is a dream of mine. Here's the problem. I don't know how to get famous.
Yes, you do, and you're afraid of it. You're running away from it.
Yeah.
Go on TikTok. Post clips. Do a Get ready with me video.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Do a crime.
Uh-huh.
In a public area.
Shave
I would
your
say
head.
Year one live Colin Jost smack from this.
Oh my god! Mm-hmm. You want a guaranteed blow up?
Yeah.
Smack. Tell me that one to be in the news.
Shave your eyebrows.
Date someone crazy.
Date someone crazy.
And
betray Dan or
or Polly.
Betray all those relationships Dan. Are fake though, you know. Just have a little fake for the press relationship, you know.
Get with Jason Kelsey.
A PR fake relationship with, like, I think it has to be like legit, like Dick Cheney.
Oh, we brought him up earlier on the podcast. That's crazy, Sarah. That's crazy. Well, no, I'm not.
If you,
I can't be so alone in the universe if I'm mentally linked with my boys at all time.
You kind of are. We kind of are mentally linked in, Nate's in a certain type of way.
Nate's dad got the same tattoo as Sarah on the same day.
Oh my god! My dad has
the same, pretty much the same exact tattoo as Sarah.
I don't think that like the way you guys are describing this at all is going to help the listeners understand like how crazy that was.
I will explain. On the same day that Sarah got her tattoo of an eyeball on her wrist, that's an eyeball, and then it has the tendrils coming off of it. Nate's dad got his first ever tattoo that is like a spiritual circle with like spiritual tendrils coming off of it, and it's like the same exact form.
On the same spot, basically, like the forearm. Yeah.
Really bizarre.
So funny.
Coincidence.
See, that's okay. This is the thing. How could today might be a rock bottom day. But if everything in the universe is telling me that things are actually linking up with Nate's dad and I'm having mine linking with Dick Cheney and my friends, like that, it's actually all good. You know what I'm saying?
It's all good.
I am on the righteous path. If you're I'm getting as Nate's dad on the same day, like
these are signs from the universe.
And can I just say, can we take the pressure off ourselves for a minute? We are four highly dedicated individuals that are dedicated to entertaining people in a way that they've never been entertained before. We're dedicated to making our bodies look good for television and film. There's so much pressure on us coming from all angles, from family, from friends, from our managers. Yo, let ourselves have a break once in a while is all I'm saying, you know? Pop on the TV and order room service and just chill and turn your brain off. Yes, Sarah.
I have a question for the Joy Tacticians.
That's the listeners.
Shoot. So what are you guys?
We're the
Fucking kidding me, dude?
We're the operators. We're the puppeteers, I would say.
We're the tech toys.
We're the engineers.
We're the men behind the curtain.
Okay, we're the Joyians. They're the tacticians. We're the Joyians.
Right.
To the Joyans. Give me a number.
672,108. Why? Why?
What work? Okay, what number is how much we hustling, how much we grinding, and what number is the rest, Eric? Is it a half and half? Is it a one-to-one?
You're talking about balance.
Balance.
I'm talking about, yes.
In all life, we should be seeking balance. Okay? So it has to be 1-1-1-1-1. You know what I'm saying? And that's 100-100-100-100.
Guys heard full of effort on all. Martin Short's little checklist that he does?
What is good?
Martin Short. You've met Martin Short, right, Sarah?
Yes, ma'am.
I would say one of the most affable people on the planet. Oh,
he's affable, all right. Yeah.
Clifford to him, like, you know, Clifford? What a baby does when they meet.
I love Clifford.
The big red thing.
I fucking love Martin Short. He's Jiminy Glick. Are you fucking kidding me? Anytime that pops up in my fucking
Mr.
feed,
Glick.
Yeah, I'm watching that shit, dude.
Did Clifford have a big old...
Yep.
Oh, yeah, he did. He had that red thing.
But Martin Short, he has a little checklist that he goes through every week, and he rates himself on... How did I do professionally? How did I do with my family? How did I do with nutritionally, you know? And he goes through and he ranks him on a 1 to 5 or something like that. So he has balance. So he forces himself to have balance in his life.
Well,
he's got his head. He's one of the most well put together people you'll ever meet for the amount of fame that he's gotten. Are you kidding me? He should be losing his damn fucking mind.
Well, I know I'd be lying to myself. I'd be like,
you're pretty good. You tried your best. 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
You might have had 3 cheeseburgers this week, but like your mind was on the cucumbers. So I'm going to give you an 8.
Yo, speaking of cucumbers, I had banh mi's 2 nights in a row. 2 nights in a row. Same place.
Congratulations.
Isn't that crazy?
That sounds good.
Mm.
Huh.
Here's what I say.
What?
This is what Rob Dyrdek does every day. At the end
rest
of every day, you do a
rest
day.
Rest in peace.
Christopher Big Black Boykin, we're coming for you. But Rob Dyrdek, every day he does a qualitative assessment of how he lived his life. And that's why he hasn't had one single bad day in the last 7 years verified on a spreadsheet.
I believe that, too.
It's true. Listen to his podcast if you want to, because time is a canvas and you got to paint on it.
Sober person?
What's that?
Is this a person who's crack sober or something?
No, he's not crack sober. He's eco sober.
You're sober, but you only smoke crack?
I don't smoke crack. I smoke crack with dudes like you on the b-ball behind the b-ball court sometimes. But what I'm saying is, I would say there's an evolution that goes beyond balance. Okay.
Okay.
Where
I'm listening. I'm
you
listening.
Are seeing
beyond balance.
Things that need to be balanced.
I'm tucking in for this.
But at a certain point, there's a way. It's similar to Tony Hawk Pro Skater, where you get the cheat code and you realize, why don't I stop letting priorities shift me and move me, and put the cheat code on and have perfect balance and realize that everything can exist as one in a perfect line in order, where I'm not shifting because they can't shift each other because they are connected through. And what's the cheat code?
What?
Water.
Fame, money, record, parties,
skating,
followers.
That's my fucking life, by the way. You see, that's all. I mean, listen, we're blessed. We're all just so blessed. I think we need to remember that at all times.
Yeah. I try to, and I'm not.
Have you guys seen these videos on TikTok? They go on live, and it's these guys that are in Asia somewhere, and they have a hose that's connected to a giant water balloon. And when people tip them, they have to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. As many tips as they get, they have to, like, squirt that much water into the water balloon that's about to explode on them, and they're, like, terrified of it. Mm-hmm. We could be living that life. You know what I mean? Because... We just have
and
to
are
be
they
thankful.
Millionaires, by the way?
No, I think they're probably being taken advantage of.
Yeah,
I think they get a fraction of the tips, and it's going to the.
Well, you know what? We should have Sarah tap in on our topic discussion.
Competition.
Well, this is what we're talking about: is competition. Okay.
What's your thoughts on competition, Sarah? Are you competitious?
I'm competitious because I was an athlete in high school, and that's not something I like to admit.
Okay? Right,
star right. athlete, star student.
You do run like crazy.
I ran so fast, you wouldn't even be able to. I'd look like a smear to you.
She held the track record at her high school for many years after she left.
Are you fucking kidding me? I didn't know this.
So fast.
And I think that it has become a joy inhibitor in my life.
Competition.
Cause it's also
what if
like,
I told? What if I told you that your only competition is you, Sarah?
No, you're so right. Wait, so actually, competition is amazing because today I'm going to be competing with myself yesterday because I acted like
exactly.
A bitch.
Exactly.
You acted like a what?
I acted like a bitch yesterday.
Really?
Today I'm in competition with my past self on who can win the Being Nice Olympics.
Sometimes I think that the saddest you've ever been, Sarah, is happier than any of the three of us have ever been in our lives.
Yeah, how do you have this much energy when whenever you're like moping around, you're always like, you're always a great hang, I would say.
Jack has seen. Jack, be honest with the class.
Mm-hmm.
What behavior did you witness out of me on tour when I had and Eric too, when I had the blood pressure cuff on my arm reading 172 over 490
and it's not sadness though.
Wait, but Sarah, whatever happened with the blood pressure?
Her doctor said ignore it.
Are you serious? Ignore it, it's all good.
He was just like, some people have high blood pressure, some people have low blood pressure, what do you want me to do about it?
What do you want me to do about it? Advise you to change your diet or get on medication if that doesn't fix it?
Well, he was basically like, everyone's different and that's what makes us all snowflakes. You know what I'm saying?
No. Where did you see this doctor? What?
This is a fake doctor that is Lorne Michaels' doctor that she goes to.
Is that true? They're keeping his ass alive. So
the CIA doctors, right. You mean?
He's a good doctor, and I think that's cool.
Here's what you need: a Gatorade only fast for 5 days.
Wait, what do you mean?
Just drink Gatorade.
Boy, you can do whatever to it. Boil it. Boiled freeze Gatorade.
It. Eat food with it. Eat other food with it.
Yeah, yeah. Pour it into some cereal type mixture. You need electrolytes, and you need to let your body just kind of do its thing. You know what I'm saying? Have you done an extended fast before, Sarah?
No, I was going to ask, Nate, what are your fasts like?
Well, I'm not a big fast, but I've done the 3-day fast, and I'll tell you what, that is going to reset everything for you. I'm not kidding. Do the water only 3-day fast and come take your blood pressure. Come back to the Nate Brown Clinic and tell me everything hasn't worked itself out. Because the body is more powerful than you could imagine.
Sometimes legit, I will be like, you know what? Let's see what happens if I was anorexic today. I wake up, I'm going.
No, it's not. And this is an ancient practice.
But I tried.
You tried to do this.
Guess how long I lasted? No food. Legit.
6 hours. 2 hours.
I was like getting hot and sweaty, and I thought I was shaking, and I was gonna fall all the
time. I don't know. You know, I can't give this medical advice to you because I do think you would pass away. Like, you'd be one of the rare people that would just go from this.
What's everybody's blood pressure, Jack?
You saw mine, but mine got down, didn't it? By the end of the pool day, it was down, wasn't it, Sarah? It was like 126 over whatever.
No,
the last one that I checked, because it was 140, then it was 130, and then I got it down to the 20s for one.
Eric was doing 20, like a 6-hour Wim Hof breathing session in the pool.
Did you guys know that?
Like, I was taking my blood pressure, and it was like brain bleeding, like operating room level. And then Eric would be like, dude, you're like totally fine. Like, don't even worry about it. It was like 180. He's like, you're literally fine. It's because you're so skinny, girl. Like, go off. And then he was blood pressure, and it would literally be 50 points lower than mine.
And this conversation is going to be shown in a courtroom for a malpractice case with your doctor.
For sure. You got to get a second opinion. But, I got to go do something. I have to go eat something.
You're lying. So,
no,
you have to
I'm
go
not.
Eat something?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can't tell you what it is. I can't tell you.
You have to go eat a chicken Caesar wrap.
But we need to do something before we go, and that's get everybody's joys. Sarah, do you want us to start, and we'll come back to you last to see what gave you joy this week? Because you're going to have to search deep, I think, and find something. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
What gave me... You know what it was? It was I got to the Mexican restaurant early last night before all our friends got there. And I had about 20 minutes, and I just didn't look at my phone. I just drank the margarita, ate the chips, and listened to everybody talk around me and just soaked in the vibes.
Wow.
And it was really nice. It was quite nice.
It's impressive.
And I got the Cadillac margarita.
Delicious.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't watch many murder docs, but I watched that Lacey Peterson one on Netflix, and I was like, man, I get it why people are drawn to these types of entertainments. Because that shit, man, that had me – I was so locked into that. I watched all 3 episodes of that shit.
So did he do it?
No.
He most definitely did it. Are you kidding me? The whole thing.
But I can also see like why maybe he shouldn't be in jail.
Are you kidding me, dude? It's so. This is what I'm like. Why is it so hard to? I had problems with the legal system more so than anything because I feel like there should be a common sense clause with this. You need proof that this guy murdered him. How about common sense? The guy fucking went to the dock where they found the body. Why do you need the fucking DNA? Like, just lock them up. You know what I'm saying? I think we need to loosen the laws a little bit. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, Jack, what gave you joy?
I'm just like, do y'all know about these three helicopters at the Vegas shooting?
What?
What are you talking about, dude?
The Stephen Paddock, that one, the Mandalay Bay, there's three helicopters that went off the radar and were floating above the ground.
No.
What the fuck?
Is this new?
No.
What are you talking about, dude?
Anyways, what gave me joy is this is pretty funny. This is Sarah, no spoilers. Singing like this, I get the massage gun all going all crazy. And then I thought, wait, ew, does my voice sound crazy?
The physical auto-tune?
Hey, you gotta do that.
Vibrational auto-tune?
And I'm saying, I'm saying next time you make your girl almost come, then you take the Hitachi and you put it up on here.
Oh,
I keep on falling. Does it sound good?
It sounds great.
What's the Modest Yahoo song? One day. All right, look at the Vegas thing.
Okay, and Sarah?
What brought me joy this week was when my friend Jack held my hand through a painful experience.
Oh.
And I appreciated not only him taking time out of his busy schedule to be with his most annoying friend on a trying day, but I just, any time spent with my friends is something I'm thankful for.
It's golden.
Wow.
And what will bring me joy in the future, as I'm not, you know, a regular guest on this show because I am banned. So thank you guys for lifting my ban for this. What will bring me joy in the future is if, you know, if the Joy Tacticians do want to start a Reddit thread just listing some of my most admirable, admirable qualities.
Let's get the Joy Tactics. Let's get that shit popping, guys. Let's get that thread going. The Sarah compliments thread, where you can just, you'll get about 20, 30 good compliments in here. And don't make them just, make them heartfelt. You know what I'm saying? Real compliments.
She needs it more than you know.
Yeah, don't make them like, she's a pog. You know, she's got a big
mouth. You can use pog. You can talk about the pogs.
And as always, by the way, if you want to just do numbers, you're more than welcome to just do numbers.
Right. Genuine compliments or numbers that could be interpreted into a sort of compliment.
So this has been the competition episode.
Thanks for joining, Sarah.
Thanks for joining us, Sarah. Thanks for sitting up and being respectful. And good luck. We're all praying for you. You need it more than any of the four of us. And that's it, Eric. Enjoy your grilled chicken Caesar wrap.
I will.
All right, peace out, everybody.
Okay, bye, guys.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media, where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.